96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher.
Although there is evidence of potential violations of the statutes regarding the handling of classified information, our judgment is that no reasonable prosecutor would bring such a case.
Well, there you have it. We hear the results of the FBI email investigation for likely presidential Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton. It was bruising, but there was no knockout punch. Well, tonight we're analyzing the latest on the presidential campaign. On our Political Tuesday, my guests are Dr. Kenesha Grant, political science professor here at Howard University, Simone Pathay, political reporter for The Roll Call, and criminal defense attorney A. Scott Bolden. And we also have you, the listener. Give us a call. We want your input tonight. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. You can also comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR. Or you can follow us on Twitter at DailyDrumWHUR. Thank you all for coming in. Good times, fun times today when you're talking about politics. What a mess. Let's start with Simone. Simone, your big takeaway from FBI Director James Comey's announcement today, is Hillary Clinton in trouble?
Great question. Today was a classic good news, bad day for Secretary Clinton. What we know is that no charges are going to be pressed, or at least not that we think, based on this FBI recommendation. However, that doesn't make the issue go away. The court of public opinion still has to adjudicate this. This is coming up 2 to 3 weeks before the Democratic convention. One of the big findings in this report that no one knew before 11 o'clock today was that 110 of these emails actually contained classified information when Secretary Clinton sent or received them. That's a big problem for her because, as you know, she's been saying for months now, for over a year, that none of that information was classified. Within minutes of Comey finishing his press conference today, you had a Republican super PAC, America Rising, out with a web video, an ad already splicing all of these different interviews that Secretary Clinton had given over the years, saying that there was no classified information in there. And there is this announcement.
That's the really messy thing about this, Dr. Grant, when you're talking about the head of the FBI 3 days after the interview with Hillary Clinton, a week after her husband, Bill Clinton, met with or ran into the attorney general. Talk to me about the optics here.
The optics are not good. We know that people have this kind of feeling of Hillary Clinton as being an untrustworthy person, and we have some questions about her judgment and some questions about Bill Clinton's judgment and after his meeting with Loretta Lynch, and this adds to that. And I think what makes this particularly bad is the FBI director's very long, very detailed, very scathing kind of description of what happened, as opposed to something that was a little softer. So they will be splicing her interviews, and they'll also be splicing in some of the things that he said as they get as Republicans ramp up their fundraising to try to paint Hillary Clinton as this person who is further untrustworthy and further one without judgment.
But would we expect any less from the FBI, Scott, particularly James Comey, expecting them to be very thorough, not a soft peddling this, whether even though he said this is a non-political, non-partisan, straight down the line investigation, by the very fact that he said that, is it suggesting that it is?
Well, he's got to say that, but it is straight down the line. The politics of it have nothing to do with the FBI and James Comey. The politics of it is that you have a Democratic presidential nominee who, if charged with a misdemeanor or felony for the handling of this classified information, would have a tremendous impact on the outcome of the presidential election. That's why he came out now versus later. Under the DOJ guidelines, the investigation cannot in any way be timed to have an impact, any impact, on a local or federal election. So let's keep that in mind. It was a surprise today, but he did come out. I think it was a great day for Hillary Clinton, though, because for one thing, she's not going to be criminally charged, and the Democrats can hammer away at that. the Republicans can pull straws and say that she was careless and even reckless with this information. But it's old news, according to the Democrats and her. She's apologized for this. She said she should have done this differently. She was careless about it. People make mistakes. Let's move on. I don't know whether it's a trust factor as it is a careless factor. She's promised never to do it again, and it'll be up to the American people.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about presidential politics. Lots of stuff in the news today. And the thing that we want to know from our listeners today is, how do you feel about the election now? Have today's events affected who you're going to vote for, if you're going to vote, if you're on the fence? Has it changed your mind? Are you just doggone tired? Give us a call, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. I have a question, a legal question for you, Scott. If she had, if recommendations were made by James Comey to charge her criminally, what kind of criminal charges could we be looking at?
Well, there are two. One would be a misdemeanor, one would be a felony, misappropriation of classified information. Now, under that standard, you have to have specific intent or criminal intent or be grossly negligent in the use of this this classified information. Much has been made of comparing this case to General Petraeus's case, but there, General Petraeus's case, he admitted giving and knowingly and purposefully giving classified information to his girlfriend, his publisher of his book, or his biographer, in order to for her to use it and use it in a very public way. Very different. He also admitted that he did it, and he pled guilty to a misdemeanor. Now, with Hillary Clinton, it didn't get that far because Hillary, in this case, was using this information to communicate with other government colleagues, for the most part, or other government officials, if you will. And so there was no way that the FBI could ever recommend that she in some way was disloyal to the U.S. or was using it for some negative or criminal intent. There wasn't a lot of material. For example,
well, hold on. Hold that point, okay, because I've got to go to the phone lines. We've got a lot of folks on the line. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Londell calling from Greenbelt. Thanks for calling, Londell. What do you think?
Yeah, so, you know, I love politics, and just listening to your comment with your distinguished guest, it has not changed my mind of me voting for Hillary. Yeah, there was no real smoking gun today, but did she act in poor judgment with using her personal email? Yes. But to me, I don't think it's anything that has been different from what she's been saying before in the past with other Secretary of State like Colin Powell and people who have done the thing before in the past.
Okay.
So I don't really think there's any real smoking gun. But, was there information in here that could have been hacked? Possible.
Yeah, there you go. Londell, thank you so much. Deborah calling from Waldorf. Thanks for calling, Deborah. What's on your mind? Deborah, are you there? Give me a call back if you can. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Okay, here's the thing, Simone. Man, you know, Scott was talking about, you know, no criminal charges, slap on the wrist. She didn't mean to do it. Why did she do it? I mean, that's the thing that is so killer to me. It's not like she was working, you know, for some thready internet service at your local elementary school. This is the United States Department of State. I'm sure they've got better than Xfinity there, when it comes to, you know, high speed internet and security.
Right. No, I'm sure this is a question she is asking herself tonight. Why did I do this? This could have been so easy, right? And her excuse all along has been that it was a matter of convenience. It would have been easier to have everything on one device, one handheld device, all of her emails together there, rather than carrying multiple devices as a lot of government employees do. That only gets you so far. Of course, that kind of plays into the Republicans' narrative here that she thinks she's better than everyone else, that she's above the law, that she doesn't have to do what other people have to do in her position. So Why she did it, we don't really know. That's what she says. Of course, it gets complicated. For a long time, we've been hearing that she had one single server in her home in New York. Today, we find out that she actually had multiple servers.
Several. Yes.
So that makes her have a little more explaining to do, I think, about why this all happened.
Yeah.
I think to add the piece about her, I think we have to think of her or remember her as a person who has been in government for a long time, right? So I can imagine that she lives in a world where she's like, certainly the Secret Service and all of the government entities that take care of my husband have these servers under control. And so it's fine for me to just use one phone to take care of these things or one email source to take care of these things. Was it a good decision? No. Absolutely
yeah, but you know, Harold, let's be real clear now. It's been the FBI found that the systems at State Department really weren't that well or weren't that good, that they were antiquated, that several other government officials at the State Department, they may not have servers, but they use personal emails and other handheld devices to communicate in a negligent way, if you will. Comey was very was pointed that out in his press conference, and that's important because I could see Hillary Clinton, and I'm not in her head, but I could see her saying, you know, one, convenience. Two, ready access 24 hours a day. And three, as long as it's in a safe manner, because she's also said that she was told that it didn't violate any rules, whether you believe that or not. But at the same time, several servers is a question. But here's the thing, right? Not being charged, moving on. She had a great day campaigning with the president. The president was outstanding. And while the Republicans can hammer away at this, they got other problems with their Democrat, with their presidential nominee in Donald Trump. Well, look for this to be a one-day story, at least for the Democrats.
We're going to drill down a little bit with that, too, but I want to go back to the phone lines. Lines are open, of course, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Victor calling from Gainesville, Virginia. Thanks for calling, Victor. What's on your mind?
Yes, hello. I would say that this has definitely affected my option of voting for her. I think it's very suspicious that Bill Clinton would meet with Loretta Lynch a few days before the decision for the FBI director to come out and say that he's clearing her of all charges. I think that calls into question the credibility of the system that we have in place.
Interesting. And okay, let's talk about that. We know, and it's been said before, President Bill Clinton, one of the more gregarious presidents, friendly, southern charm of our presidents. And, you know, he bumps into Loretta Lynch and they're talking about golf and grandchildren. Golf and grandchildren is a 3-minute conversation, not 30-minute conversation. And that's a conversation you can have on the tarmac, or one could say you can even have it in the hangar. But 30 minutes on the plane, a private conversation. What is going on here, Simone? Is this President Clinton saying this is presidential privilege? You know, I can just do what I want to do.
So, I mean, obviously no one knows what happened in this conversation. Clearly a mistake probably by former President Clinton. We can all agree that the optics of this are really bad. As you said, he is a very gregarious former president. He likes talking to people. I'm sure that he sees the opportunity as a social event, a social calling, if you will. What I keep coming back to is, if he had wanted to have a conversation with Loretta Lynch, there are a million places he could have done this. They could have met in Georgetown somewhere where no one would have seen them. They didn't have to meet on an airplane tarmac if they were going to have some super secretive conversation, right, about the investigation. Doesn't mean it didn't happen, but I'm a little dubious.
I need to take a break. When we come back, I want to drill down a little bit more, because my thing is, even if the president, President Clinton, said, hey, Attorney General, let's talk about golf and grandchildren, why couldn't she say, send me an email? That was not a joke, but that was not a joke, but this is not the place to talk about it. We will talk about that in just a bit. If you're on the phone, please stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. More of this conversation in just a bit. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. We'll be back in a moment.